just coming up to 3:30. It's Thursday Drive on a rotten day here in South Essex. But I'm pleased to say my guests are in the studio now. We've got Gerard Newkirk and Tony Tu in the studio. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming down in this rotten weather. It's absolutely Baltic out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yes, it is.
From one of your accents, I think it's safe to say that one of you isn't local.
No, I'm a few thousand miles away from home. I'm from San Jose, California, so loving the weather here, loving the snow. I brought my wife and kids with me, and my kids have never seen snow before.
I was going to say, you just said to me you hadn't seen snow before, and I find that incredible.
Yeah, well, I have. You know, I'm from North Carolina. I'm originally from the East Coast, but my kids, you know, they've been out in California, so they've never seen the white stuff. So this is actually a great experience for them.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll get warm in the next couple of weeks. It's not always like this, I assure you.
That's what they told me. They told me this is actually rare.
It is. I think we had the last big fall second week in December for a couple of days. It was a bit like this. It was nasty. But, yeah, this has been going on for 2 or 3 days now, and it's going to hang on till the weekend. So it's not particularly pleasant, and everyone's freezing. So let's talk about KWH coin and cryptocurrency. We've been hearing a lot about Bitcoin in the news recently. I'm guessing this is some sort of relation to Bitcoin. So set the scene for us, Gerard.
Yes, let's just provide a little framework for what cryptocurrency is, what Bitcoin is, and how KWH coin applies. Essentially, what Bitcoin, what cryptocurrency is, it's just it's like digital cash. It's a digital medium of exchange. And cryptography, hence the term cryptocurrency, the cryptography is used to secure the integrity of the data and what value is being exchanged. Now, Bitcoin is the first in that Bitcoin is a network of nodes that secure those transactions.
Okay.
So what we're doing here at KWH Coin is we're taking every distributed energy resource and we're going to put it on our network, on our blockchain, in order to connect everyone in the world so that we can transact clean energy peer-to-peer, and we can also use this network to connect the 1.2 billion people in the world that don't have energy access. So it's fairly a new term. It's called virtual power plant, if you will, in the industry. What it is it's taking distributed energy resources, and these can be solar panels, they can be electric vehicles, it could be wind farms, it could be hydroelectric. And we're taking the data and we're putting it on using our technology on our blockchain.
Okay.
And what we do is we measure your energy generation versus your energy consumption. And any excess is we've built an application that puts that into a digital wallet.
Okay.
A KWH coin.
Like kilowatt hour.
Absolutely.
It's like an electricity meter under the stairs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The KWH coin is just the measurement value that we use to determine what value our ecosystem is producing. So what our vision is that we're going to have this global network of clean energy resources, distributed energy resources, and we're going to use the internet to connect us all. And we're going to use this capability to now connect the 1.2 billion people in the world to a platform that allows them to have energy access.
So this is a game changer then?
Absolute game changer, because by having a phone singularly, now anyone, our vision is that anyone in the world, even in the most remote areas, and our emphasis is in the most remote areas, can now have access to renewable energy services, which will obviously provide a platform for them to access this, but now it gives another ecosystem for development, a clean energy development.
Because I mean, it's bad enough getting clean water to some people in the world, and energy, you think, you take it for granted. You switch a switcher on the wall and a light comes on. You click the fireplace and the fire lights up. The same with the hob in the kitchen when you want to make your dinner. We all take it for granted.
Yes.
So what's the Internet of Energy and how does this benefit the community?
Absolutely. Let's talk about that term, the Internet of Energy, because I think it needs a little bit of explanation. The Internet of Energy is basically we're going to have billions of devices that are going to be interconnected. And we're going to have, you know, tons of all of these potential energy resources, generation resources, people that are producing energy, people that need energy. the internet of energy are how all of these various resources are going to be connected. So what we're doing at KWH Coin is we're providing a platform with our application to connect all of these resources. And you're going to be able to interact peer-to-peer. So for example, if your neighbor needs energy, we're hoping to unlock that so that they can buy it directly from you as opposed to having to go to a centralized or third-party intermediary.
And get the best possible deal at
absolutely.
The same time.
And you're localizing energy generation and distribution, which reduces the most carbon-intensive process or the most carbon-intensive part of energy distribution is the transmission lines.
Yeah.
So ultimately what we want to do is we want to localize that. And we want to use this technology to connect you with your neighbor that's producing energy, you know, nullifying the need for the most carbon intensive part of the process. So that's one of the components. The second component is now you have that value yourself, so you become your own energy company.
Okay. I mean, the last couple of years, people in the UK have been upgrading their electricity meters to smart meters.
Yes.
So is that what you need to do this?
That's the infrastructure necessary. Once you have the smart meter, then we can integrate our technology and we can all be connected via this new internet of energy that is forming. The smart meters are essentially going to be the component that measures your generation versus your consumption output. And then we're going to connect with that to put it on the blockchain. So now an entire network can access that as well and has visibility on that as well.
What effect would this have on somebody like British Gas?
Sure, actually, and you know, I'm from California, so a lot of our talks have been with companies in the United States. But what we want to highlight is it's going to give tremendous demand response capabilities, because now you're going to have an entire network of distributed energy resources that the larger utilities can now access to use as a resource versus, you know, longer distant, more energy efficient resources that they need to access to meet the needs of consumers. So we are going to provide tremendous ancillary services. You know, in the U.S., they spent $105 billion in 2017 upgrading the grid. So, and a lot of that is the transmission. It's building new power lines. It's grid
modernization. Getting from A to B.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's grid modernization efforts. So we want to help and assist that by providing visibility to this new emerging platform of distributed energy resources that they can access with a lot less money and a lot less abuse to the environment.
So I've heard of people stockpiling computers in their cupboard and having 10 servers running and then donating bits of their processing time to external projects. Is it a bit like this, but with energy?
Well, with ours, we want to be more less carbon intensive. So we figure a more decentralized network of having smaller resources connected takes less energy, less consumption, and actually it allows it to be more flexibility in the network. So you do have these large server facilities, but I think that's going to be a thing of the past very soon. You're going to see a much broader, more expansive distributed network for these types of processing mechanisms.
And what do you need to reach out to these 1.2 billion people without electricity? Are you going to need help from the big boys?
Absolutely. It's going to be and this is what we're doing. We're building a broad-based ecosystem of resources, of partners that have the financing partners that have the ability to actually deliver the technology on the ground in these remote areas. So it's going to be a collaborative effort. So, and this is what we're doing with our application, is we're building essentially a marketplace to collaborate resources. And what we're doing without, you know, going around the world, we're talking to everyone saying that this can be a reality if we come down and talk about who gets what and if we build the physical infrastructure that's necessary to connect them. So this is what our mission is now at KWH Coin. You know, 10% of everything, that's a little bit more than that. Everything that we generate, we specifically go in and build the infrastructure in these remote areas so they can be connected to our grid. And of course, that increases the value of our cryptocurrency for our network holders. So we have a dual-pronged model that allows us to have tremendous impact investing and also provide value for our coin holders.
Are you having problems on a political level? Because I imagine that funding projects like this is one thing, but locally at a political level, this is going to be a hurdle as well, isn't it?
Yes, and that's why we wanted to provide so many mechanisms for integration. you know, this is social impact. We know that we now have the tools necessary to lighten the world, to electrify the world. So it's a matter of effort and who wants to do it. So we're building this open platform. You know, it's decentralized, it's open and collaborative. So it takes some of the pressure off of some of the incumbents in past times to have to be competitive. No, a lot of what we're doing is we're experimenting to see which model is going to be most expedited and what's going to work most proficiently. So I think it actually offers them an opportunity to come in with an open perspective, a much more open mind to these problems that have been with us the last 100 years.
And how many of you are actually involved in this? Because I imagine this is no mean feat, is it?
Yeah, it's... Well, we have an international, we now have project partnerships in over 30 countries. We have over 70 partnerships, residential, commercial, and industrial. And these are all people that want to put their energy data on our blockchain just to be a part of our network. So it's, and we have multidisciplinary interactions. So we have some professors, we have some people that are formerly in the energy industry. We have a lot of engineers. And we also have a lot of people that are very socially impacted and climate change oriented. So we have a very broad, multidisciplinary platform.
I guess with social media as popular as it is today, this is probably very, very useful. 15 years ago, you'd have probably had a lot more effort required to put the message out.
Social media has been tremendous for us. 15 years ago, I don't think we would even be here right now. So the support that we've been getting through our social media platforms on Facebook, Telegram, Twitter, and now we're starting to see a lot from social impact groups has been tremendous. And that's what we're going to need from everyone is to take a closer look at KWH Coin and our values and what it is that we're trying to do, which is trying to provide a platform for the 1.2 billion people globally to access renewable energy. And we want to be on at ground level building this virtual power plant, connecting all of these resources.
What are you doing in Puerto Rico?
Okay, this is where I come in, because Gerard is one of my partners. I'm based in Brentwood. And in Puerto Rico, basically, one side of KWH Coin that we've not really talked about yet is the social impact that we want to be making. Because we are here also to make a difference on the ground with people. So we've said that in our white paper that we want to spend about 10% of our proceeds to put together the infrastructure that's going to allow people on the ground in places like Puerto Rico or some African countries and Southeast Asia to get energy access. And in Puerto Rico, I'm flying there tomorrow. We're going to be working with a very renowned NGO, which is called Third Wave Volunteers. Has been created by Dr. Addison Thompson. And we're going to be going there and not only providing basic needs that the population would need, but also distribute a number of solar puff light. Those are actually solar light that has been co-invented by Dr. Addison and another person. I just don't remember the name just at this precise time. And on top of that, we're going to be discussing as well with the officials from the town. We're going to a small town called Luisa and talking about a potential solar plant project that we want to be erecting over there. So obviously working with other collaborators. So this is one side of KWH Coin, which is really important for all of us. So making a difference at a ground level.
So obviously there is some money in this for you guys, but it's fair to say you aren't doing it just for the money. There's a lot of good work going on here, isn't there?
Absolutely. We're literally building a grid that doesn't exist now. And I think that is the most exciting part, is because we're developing generation resources in areas that have been, you know, Puerto Rico just suffered a tremendous hurricane and 9 months in now. Still 30% of the country, 30% of the island doesn't have power. What we're doing, and we're using technology to do this, is as liberation technology. And I talk about this a lot. Cryptocurrency can be used as a liberation technology because it gives you access to data and it gives you access to people all around the world. So our social impact mission is really why we're doing this. The electrification of the world is something that all three of us are very serious about. And it really is why we took this path. This path is a lot more arduous. There are a lot more barriers, but we feel like this model is all inclusive. We're literally providing a blockchain ecosystem for development, not only to get energy access, but now they have access to more services, more financial services and other services as well.
If I can just say one thing, I think we, one of the projects that has been, that's been developed as well by KDRH Coin is a comparison project, which is a company that we have set up with Jason. So Jason, you might want to have a quick description of what is comparison.
Yeah, hi. Hello. So I've just gate crashed this interview.
Fine, you're more than welcome. Town.
So my name's Jason Iyeke. I'm from Southeast London, so a bit closer. So basically, Comparasol is a mobile platform in which solar shoppers can compare and purchase verified solar products in East Africa. Now, in countries like Rwanda, 73% don't have electricity, yet 79% have a mobile phone. So we're bringing those two facts together, and so therefore Comparasol, via people's mobile phones, people can check what the best products are. They can learn about, you know, what solar is and what its benefits are, and find out where they can purchase a product. So that's what we're doing. That's what KWH Coin have kindly supported us on. And through that, we aim to give, you know, power to the people in more ways than one.
So you can see now that anyone that provides solar products, which is going to be a huge deal, because most of the people don't have the facilities, the infrastructure for solar. So solar products or products that have that capability are of the essence right now. So it allows a platform for solar manufacturers to also partner with us so that we can have the absolute best and we can provide access services, because that's going to be from an infrastructure perspective. The first thing is they have to get the infrastructure to actually get power. Like I said, 73% don't have power, but even more have phones. So using the internet and the smartphone or phone applications as a rail is the most practical conduit now to connect the 1.2 billion without access.
In the news today, we were talking about this off air a few minutes ago, Bill Gates has been on a Q&A on the website Reddit talking about Bitcoin. This is kind of related to what you guys do, so I thought I'd get your opinion on this, because a lot of this is still going right over the top of my head. I imagine some of the listeners are thinking, okay, I'm kind of just about get it, but I still can't quite get my hands on it. Bill Gates was saying things, digital currencies like Bitcoin are used to buy drugs because it's an anonymous system, and he's been taken to task on this by some of the Reddit community, saying that he should read the white paper.
Absolutely.
And we've been hearing news recently about Bitcoin going up and up and up and in value. Right. And as a layman, I can just about understand how pound versus the euro versus the dollar works. What do you say to Bill Gates, and what do you think of his stance on this?
Sure, yeah. Well, cash is actually a little bit more anonymous than things that are digital. So some of their perspective is they have a limited framework of understanding blockchain technology and its applications. Blockchain technologies, which is what is powering Bitcoin, is really where the innovation is. Bitcoin is just an application that allows you to transact value peer-to-peer without needing a bank, an intermediary. Bitcoin is a function of 2008 and the collapse of Wall Street. People said, we don't want banks involved anymore. We need to figure out a way to transact value person to person without needing an intermediary telling us what we have, and then when we go to get it, it's not there. So that is the framework to understand Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto, his white paper, which is where he outlines this in 9 pages, he designed Bitcoin as a peer-to-peer digital cash system that removes a third party or an intermediary. So when Bill Gates and these other larger, it's funny to me when these larger multinational conglomerates talk about Bitcoin, you know, it was designed ultimately to empower people to not need them as a service provider.
Sure.
So, of course, there may be some dissension and some friction points. KWH Coin, I think, supersedes that. It's because we're using the ability to connect people peer-to-peer to deliver energy services and to deliver 100% renewable energy. And a lot of the applications, which Bitcoin is just an application of digital currency, are starting to come around to that concept that this technology can be used to liberate and to remove friction points that have impeded progress for decades. So I think that there will be some friction, as we like to call it, from the incumbent industries. But once they understand the value that can be unlocked when you allow people to interact person to person and openly exchange value, we're going to see a tremendous explosion. Look at the fourth industrial revolution, which is what the terminology is being used to describe the innovation, of the tsunami of innovation that's happening in blockchain technology, to fully grasp what's unfolding.
This kind of answers my final summary question here. As looking ahead to, say, 5 years' time, where do you see yourself, and would KWH coin be worth more than Bitcoin?
Absolutely. Yeah, I see Bitcoin as kind of like, to the internet, what email was. You know, Bitcoin allows people to understand that you can transact value without needing an intermediary, just like we can transact mail, or the mail system is allowing you to interact messaging.
Well, because there's several of those. You've got UPS, FedEx, absolutely, and you don't have to use Royal Mail or the USPS to get your letter from A to B.
It's actually, exactly. What this is going to allow us to do is increase our choice profile. So now we have more choices as far
as a consumer, that's what we all like, because the last couple of years we've had these comparison websites, whether it's car insurance, home insurance, pet insurance, or anything like that, energy supplies, you can change your gas provider without getting a new pipe dug on your front garden.
Absolutely.
And the same with broadband. It might come down the same cable that BT laid 50 years ago, but you can go with umpteen different suppliers but still use the same infrastructure.
It's empowerment. And we talk about it a lot in our white paper. We're going to empower and we're going to increase choice profiles. And for the 1.2 in more mature markets, for example, in California, where we have sun 300 days a year, but we only have two providers, it's going to increase the choice profile for a 100% renewable energy supply or a 100% renewable energy generation platform. But for the less mature, for the developing world, it's going to provide a platform that give access to. So our mission is social or impact investment oriented, but it also is going to show that there's a new business model that's forming that's going to allow us to interact peer-to-peer, exchange value faster without the cost model mechanisms of the intermediary model that sometimes get in the way of providing the best service, and what's going to connect the world peer-to-peer. And we're going to use the internet to do it.
This is going to go on the website in a couple of hours' time, so there'll be a listen again option if you've just tuned in and wonder what the heck we're talking about. It's Tony and Jerome from KWH Coin, and if you'd like to find out a little bit more information, what's the website for that?
Absolutely. It's www.kwhcoin.com. And we're also on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but www.kwhcoin.com. And that's all one word, literally, kwhcoin.com.
And one more thing, actually, we have an ICO going on at the moment, so it's finishing March 8th.
Okay, what's the ICO?
That's our initial coin offering. This is when we initially open our coin to the entire world to have access to get coins, to participate, to be a part of our renewable energy network. Some people, you know, as far as the way Wall Street are mature, they call it the initial public offering. Okay. We call it the initial coin offering or token launch, because we're publicly offering our token to the globe.
Okay, so this is an act quickly, act now type thing.
Yeah, this is an act quickly and act now type thing. And we've already had over 4,000 people participate in our initial coin offering. We've been doing it since February 8th. So 4,000 investors in, and we're very excited about it. We actually crossed the 4,000 threshold when I was in the air coming here to London, so excited.
I wish you guys the best of luck, because it's still going right over my head, so I do wish you the best of luck, and it's obvious you're doing some good things here, so you guys are in it for the long term, that's for sure. Yeah. Gerard and Tony from KWH Coin, thank you very much for being my guest this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.